Yeah. We're doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah. We're up to page Kuf Bet, Perek HaTshi'i. And we'll dedicate our learning this morning to Chaya Sara Bat Yosef. Perek HaTshi'i, the ninth chapter, the Rambam enumerated the different sages and explained the identifying markers of the sages mentioned in the Mishnah and the families of each sage of the Mishnah. And now, the ninth chapter, he wants to tell us, Ba'anashim Shenafla Binam Machloket Berov HaMekumot, the different rabbis who would frequently argue with one another. Who are the rabbis in the Mishnah that are arguing with one another? Ha'anashim Shotimtza B'nei Machloket B'Mishnah Berov HaDvarim, the people who you usually find arguing in the Mishnah, Eluhem, these are the rabbis, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi. Ela Arba'ah, these four, Nafla Machloket Ben Kol Shnayim Mehem, Uven Arba'atam Gamken. We find two of them arguing frequently, two of the four, and sometimes all four. V'Rabbi Eliezer K'mochen, and so too Rabbi Eliezer, the Rambam went back a few generations, right? Because Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi are disciples of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was a disciple of Rabbi Eliezer. So now we went up two generations, Rabbi Eliezer as well. Timtzenu cholekim kol echad me'elu arba. You'll also find them arguing with any of these four, even though they are disciples of his disciple. Aval pachut min ha'machlok tanofel ben arba. But it's less frequent than the times we find all four arguing. V'chein Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, and so too Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yoshua, timtza machloket ben kol echad mehem, you'll find them arguing one another, which is again an interesting concept, because Rabbi Akiva was the disciple of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus and Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananiah were both disciples of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was a disciple of Hillel HaNasi. So Rabbi Akiva was a disciple of both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, and the Talmud tells us that he was a very smart disciple. He became a Talmid Chaver. He even outdid his rabbis. There was a time that they were sitting and arguing, Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva walked by, and he disagreed with both of them, and he was proven right. So the Braisa tells us, look at how great a student Rabbi Akiva was, that he outdid his rabbis. But Rabbi Akiva will frequently be found arguing with his rabbis, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. He became so great that he could argue with them. And so we frequently find the Machlokes, says the Rambam, between Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, or Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that's more frequent if you ask me. Uven shloshtam k'mochen, and sometimes you find all three arguing, aval pachut mimachlokt arba nikdamim. But these three rabbis, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, you'll find less frequently than the first four. Meaning the most frequent, the machlokot that you'll find most frequently are between what the Rambam stated initially, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi. ותמצא מחלוקת כמו כן בין רבי עקיבא ורבי ישמעאל ורבי תרפון ורבי אלעזר בן עזריה. You'll also find an argument between these rabbis, רבי עקיבא, רבי ישמעאל, רבי תרפון ורבי אלעזר בן עזריה. פחות מן המחלוקת אשר הקדמנו, but less frequently than those that we said earlier. ואחריהם, and the next in frequency is המחלוקת בין שמאי ובית הלל, the arguments between the academy of שמאי and the academy of הלל. ואחריהם מחלוקת רבן גמליאל או רבן שמעון בן גמליאל, או רבי עם כל אחד מהם מהנזכרים עתה. And after that, you find the machlokas between Rabban Gamliel, or his son Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, or Rebbe, with any one of those that were previously mentioned. And these are the people who are involved in most of the arguments in the Mishnah, except for unusual cases. The Rambam says most machlokot in the Mishnah are the people we just mentioned. So most machlokot the Rambam had said were Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, Rab Shimon, and Rab Yossi. Then sometimes you find Rabbi Eliezer in the picture, or Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yoshua, and then Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Tafan, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, then Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and then Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rabbi. So the Rambam basically boils down which opinions will argue most frequently in the Mishnah. The Rambam boils it down to approximately 10 opinions.